It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and your host, of course, is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in northern Sonoma County. Hi, Elise.
How are you?
I am good and I'm super excited because we have another guest in the studio with us who made a big, big announcement
on
KSRO.
Drum roll.
Buongiorno! It is Pat Kerrigan.
Yes. Hi, everybody. Oh, it's great to be here. And boy, are we here for a particularly wonderful reason.
Yes.
I'm very excited. Yes. This is like the most excited I think I've been for a show before.
Well, I announced it yesterday morning on my show that we are going to amazing Tuscany in 2020.
And it's going to be here before you know it. And you're going during the best time to be there because all the crowds aren't there. And it's
it's still nice. The weather, Listen, I've been doing my research on this. It's not just the Italian you heard at the open of this show. Okay, one word so far. But this is a great time of year to go. The weather is very temperate and wonderful.
And it's going to be so much fun. Spring in Tuscany, April 23rd through May 1st of 2020. It's going to be fantastic.
It really is. And as some of you know, I just got back from Ireland a few months ago and traveled with TravelWise and with Colette Tours. And I really got educated. Number one, Ireland, it's in the blood. And it's wonderful. And I can't wait to go back. One of the things that was different for me on that trip is that I had never taken a tour before with somebody in charge who takes care of all the incidentals that you never have to worry about or think about. And so, you know, wherever you land, you're in good hands. These are knowledgeable tour guides and they're entertaining too, which makes it great for a group trip.
And it's super fun because we're going back with Colette, right?
Yes. And one of the things, you know, with Colette, when you go on a tour with them, usually you're up and at them early in the morning, going all day, and Pat can...
It was busy in Ireland. It was busy.
You know, because you want to see so many things, and you have this little window of opportunity, and you don't want to miss anything. So you're up, okay, meet at 7, meet at, you know, whatever it is. You're doing it because you want to go. But that's what's going to be so different about this trip.
We fly into Florence, right?
Yes.
And then we go to, you pronounce it, Elise, come on. I'm still working on my Italian, don't forget.
Monte Catine Terme.
That's what I was going to say. And so you check into this one stunning hotel, and that's it for the next 8 days.
Really?
Yeah. You go out and you tour. You know, every day you check out what you want to see and you're in the hands of these wonderful tour guides. Mm-hmm. But honey, you come home to the same beautiful hotel every day. No packing, unpacking. It is going to be sublime.
And if you're one of those people who says, you know what, I'm just going to stay here today. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
You have your home in Tuscany.
I'm going to roam around some different vineyards than I roam around in here. Rolling hillsides, a lot of grapes, and the food. Talk about the food. Now, Michelle, you've been to Florence, which is one of our places we'll visit.
Yeah, it was, I think I was 21 years old, 22.
It's 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was a little while ago. But yes, the food is incredible and it can be very simple and still incredible. Just a very fresh pasta that's lightly dressed or a wonderful thin pizza or something like that is just amazing because they know what they're doing, right? They've been doing this for thousands of years and their cuisine is incredible.
And it's really one of the things that is also in common with Sonoma County. Maybe they were even the original farm to table.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that they had that concept and they grow so much in the Tuscan Valley that it is just going to be as fresh could be.
And it's fresh. The one thing that everybody's going to have to learn to do, if you don't do it already, is to talk with your hands. Because that's how you're going to be.
Well, it's Italy.
Yes, you have to speak with your hands. It's like, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. And in Italy, you're going to have to use your hands.
Now, answer me this, because, you know, when I travel to another country with another language, I do my best to learn something so that I at least make the effort since I am a guest in their country. And I'll do the same thing in Italy. I did hear, though, that the older Italians have this thing that they like to do with tourists trying to speak Italian. So they pretend that they understand what you're saying, and then they turn to their, you know, their friend, companion, and start a completely different conversation, and you have no part of it. Only because they want to have some fun with the notion that even though they appreciate it, you're not very good at Italian yet.
Right.
Well, they like to have some fun with the tourists.
And we have something very exciting just happened in the studio here.
I saw it happen.
We did not expect this. Our
dear friend, Jay Feehan from Colette Tours, just dropped in. Literally, just dropped
in.
In
the neighborhood.
Yay!
Listening.
We were just talking about, you know, in Ireland was my first experience with a tour guide, first experience with Colette, and I couldn't have been any happier with the experience. I'm assuming, Jay, that while we're in Tuscany, we will have the same local flavor, the same local guides who know everything that we wish to know.
Oh, yes. And, of course, the food, you know, Ireland food, Irish food is good, but now you're entering Italy.
It's a different kind of plate,
And the wine, and I love this trip. You know, it's different. Ireland's so much fun moving around and seeing the country, but this trip, unpacking once.
Yeah, we were just talking about
that. Going
out
every day to see the sights.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of folks have seen Under the Tuscan Sun, and
I just watched it last weekend in preparation for
this
day. Yes.
And we're in that region, so that's great. Just remember the love interest is not included.
You got to find one. Need to be included. There are some things we people in Sonoma County can accomplish on our own.
But we're staying in a very charming town. It's an old spa town. So just like we have Palm Springs and there's Banff Springs, this is a hot springs town. Hmm. So the Italians have vacationed in Montecatini Terme for years.
So this is where the Italians vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
And it's great. So we're in that town and unpack the whole time and head out to Florence and see the Statue
of
David.
How are most of us going to do without speaking fluent Italian?
Well, you know, they're so smart in Europe. You know, I find, and I wish we were better with this in the U.S., but they started making mandatory English classes in most of Europe about 20 years ago.
Yeah, really?
It's pretty easy to get along with English.
When you meet someone older, you know, like 60, they often only speak Italian. But you hit that age of about 38 or 40, and if they're younger than that, they speak English. It's made going to Europe so much easier.
I have to tell you a very funny story.
Okay,
so when
good.
I was in Florence in Italy, we were at the train station, and I was there because I lived in Germany at the time. I was an exchange student in Germany, and I was with some American pals who were also exchange students. We had been speaking German the whole time that we were there.
Uh-oh.
We were on a little trip to Italy, and we were trying to buy some tickets at the train station, but we didn't speak Italian. So we're chatting with each other in German, and we're like, what do? We don't speak Italian. And I speak a little French, so I said, "Parlez-vous français?" Mm-hmm. And the person said, "No." And then I said, "Sprechen Sie Deutsch?" And they said, "No." Mm-hmm. And then my friend Michelle and I are looking at each other, and she says, "Oh, we speak English." I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
Never
so
thought
we did
of
English,
asking about
and,
that.
And
huh?
then we were good, so yeah.
So, and that's why it's nice to be on a tour, too. You're not out there on your
right.
own struggling. You're with
yes.
a group, and
yeah.
of course, the tour guides are always bilingual. And so,
well, I'll tell you, one of the great things about traveling with a group of people is, number one, you all come from the same place.
Yeah.
So you've got that in common already. Number two, not only is there safety in numbers, there is frivolity in numbers.
Yes, especially with all that wine.
All that wine, I'm telling you, the friendships that I made from the Ireland trip alone are worth everything else on the trip and more. Because those are really friendships that you keep for the rest of your lives. So
that's
I'm looking
right.
forward to that aspect of it, too.
And we're really hoping that some of our pals from the Ireland trip will also sign up for this.
Honey, I can guarantee you that they will come.
Yeah, they're going to have to. Where are you going next?
I know a few already that are waiting. We'll talk about other trips that we have, but they're saying, no, I'm waiting to see what Pat's doing.
Well, I try to be as much fun as I can possibly be. And it's not very difficult to do when you're traveling and on vacation. And I'll tell you, now, Florence, that's where David is, right? The original Michelangelo statue of David.
And it's a great museum. It's the Academy Gallery, and we all go in to see David, but I was amazed at all the other art in there. It's
now,
just spectacular.
Is it David with the fig leaf or without the fig leaf?
Oh, it'll be without. This
without
is,
the fig
this
leaf.
This is PG-13. Okay. Yes, it's, yeah, no fig leaf.
I don't know what movies you're watching, but that would have been an R for
oh,
me.
Oh, you're right, R-rated,
but,
yes.
Yeah, well, the art, obviously, the art, and the whole Renaissance period that this region represents will be amazing to see.
It's such a beautiful city. But I think my favorite part are the small Tuscan towns, you know, San Gimignano.
Yeah.
And you visit that family-run cheese factory that's just, they're so proud of what they make, and we get to sample lots of it. And
yum.
So can we start to delve into some of the itinerary? Because this is very fun. We're talking about our amazing Tuscany trip, which will be in 2020, April 23rd to May 1st with Colette. Jay is here. So let's start off. So we're staying in the sort of spa town, right?
Yeah, so we're gonna fly out the 23rd, which means you land in Europe
on the 24th.
It's a
direct flight, by the way, which is very cool from SFO.
And then we're going to transfer to the town, get settled in. We'll have a welcome dinner. Of course, first taste of Italian wine, which, by the way, they don't use sulfites in their wine. And I really like that because I get the red cheeks and the headache here in America from wine. But over there,
you're
none
not
of
spending
that.
Enough time in Sonoma County.
I
clearly.
Know, that's right. I need the fresh. I need your fresh wine, yes. Next day, we're off to Florence and we'll have a city tour. So we not only go to the Academy Gallery and see the Statue of David, but we'll visit the Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore, as well as the Gates of Paradise across the street.
Which the Gates of Paradise. I'm not sure I'm ready for the Gates of Paradise
they're
just, beautiful. It's so
bronze,
gorgeous.
Yeah. Scenes from the Old Testament in bronze, which is just brilliant. Next day we go to Lucca, and Lucca is one of the Tuscan villages, pedestrian only, so we can't bring
the
coach
in.
We're
going to
go in on foot.
I keep hearing about Lucca. I keep hearing that is one of the places that is just miraculous to visit, and you'll remember for the rest of your life.
It's so beautiful. Their central piazza is just like something out of a movie.
Are there like pigeons flying?
Yeah.
maybe there's a woman doing a little dance in the fountain.
Yeah.
Back to under the Tuscan sun there.
That's right.
That's after some wine.
You know, that day too, we actually go to the Gothic Line and visit this little World War II museum, which is really quite interesting. Talk about changing the pace from Lucca.
No kidding. Yeah.
Next day, we're off to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Mm. Always neat to see in person. So impressive.
Yeah.
You will have time to go up the tower and into the baptistry.
Can you really go up the tower?
Yeah.
It's very strange. It's a very strange feeling. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it like you have to be kind of Spider-Man-ish because you're lean? You've got a serious lean?
Yeah, the way it's leaning. It's just crazy.
You feel like you have to walk that way.
And then the next day we go to Siena, one of the most famous Tuscan villages with its giant piazza, fan-shaped. It's just beautiful there.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to stop you right there. Uh-huh. So we're in Siena. Imagine yourself with Pat, with all your pals from KSRO. We're all together in amazing Tuscany. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back.
I'm imagining.
We'll be right back. This is KSRO.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO with your host, Elise Corey. I'm Michelle Marquis. Pat Kerrigan is here.
Buongiorno!
Yay, because Pat is taking us to amazing Tuscany. We are going in 2020 in April, to be exact. And it is 10 days, and it's going to be so much fun. Jay Fian is here. He's a local rep for Colette. Colette was our tour host for Ireland, and we're going back now to Tuscany. So much fun.
It was so great to do a tour in another country with Colette. It really made a difference for all of us in Ireland, and we know it's going to make... You know, here's the thing about going with Colette. You can sit back and enjoy your vacation. You can hang back because all of the touring, all of the details are taken care of for you. So for that, I am thrilled to be going back with Colette, Jay.
This one's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
Nothing like Tuscany.
Yes. And travel-wise, let me just say that Elise with Travel-wise also took such good care of our people and armed me, gave me all the information that I needed over there to, you know, to figure out going from here to there, making sure that everybody was comfy and happy. So thanks to both of you for that. I expect the same thing in Italy. I'm hoping.
Yes.
Well, you know what? We ask feedback. When everybody came back, we all called, say, what did you want? And the one biggest thing that people didn't, They said we weren't used to getting up that early, which we fixed for this trip
because we're staying in one spot, and if people don't want to go,
they don't have to.
They can stay back and enjoy a spa.
I like that part.
I do too. Yeah.
Or you take off a morning, you have a little breakfast by the pool, and decide what you feel like doing that day. Yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah. Great idea.
We try to give choices, and we were just talking about our Siena Day.
Exactly.
And it's kind of neat that something we're doing more of in the tour industry is choice on tour. And so sometimes people see that and think, oh, I have to spend money. But it's actually included. But when you're in Siena, you can tour the cathedral. That's choice one. But some of us, by day four or five, get a little tired of all the churches in Italy, I hate to say. So your other choice is to go to a neighborhood and have a local take you around town and talk about what it's like to live there.
Yes.
And that's very, very popular.
Yeah.
What is it like to live in a Tuscan town?
And you know what else the great thing about the local guides is, you say, you ask them, where do you eat lunch?
Yeah.
Where do you eat dinner? Where do you go for great gelato, whatever? And then you're able to travel like a local.
Yeah.
You know what I like to do when I go to another country? Ask them, how much do you pay for a quart of milk? How much is a dozen eggs?
No. I love going to grocery stores.
How much does it cost you to? I love things that you compare. And grocery stores are the best. You go and, I don't
give a damn what they charge for what in Italy. Yeah. I am not going to be interested in any of that. I will, though, say that, you know, during my group trips, I often like to have Pat's unauthorized shore excursion.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm hoping to work with you, Jay.
Yes.
To figure out how that might fit into this trip. And maybe, I don't know, for me, I would love to go to the coast and see the beautiful ocean there.
Yes.
And it's not that far away, as I understand it.
Well, they do give, you know, they give you a free day for that reason, too.
That's going to be the free day.
We like tours to see the sights, but a lot of people love at least one day to sleep in or do the nightlife the night before, what have you.
Go to the beach in Tuscany.
They do have an optional tour on that free day that's quite popular if you've never been to this region, but it's a day trip up to Cinque Terre, which are those five villages that are, you know, almost inaccessible. You have to arrive by boat or train.
They're just tucked in the coast.
Yeah. Very colorful. Okay. I like the boat.
I like the boat idea too.
With all these homes that just sort of clean on the hillside, that you don't know how they stay up there.
Very colorful too.
Okay.
You've seen photos of that everywhere. I think that's a great plan.
Okay. So that may be an option for.
Well, that would work too with your idea of going to the beach because it's right there.
You go on a boat ride.
They have cute little beaches. Yeah.
Well, I like cute little beaches. Clothing optional or not optional?
Well, you're in Europe. You never know.
April will be a little bit chilly. But it'll still be okay.
Yeah. Now, Jay, one thing that we think about when we think of Tuscany is Chianti. So will we have a chance to learn about that wine?
We are going to stop at a winery and have a little tour, do some tasting.
As long as there's not a side of fava beans. I'm good with the Chianti.
Oh, so much fun. And olive oil. Will we learn about olive oil and how it's
made? Now, you know, it's so funny. For years, we avoided that. Now they tell us how good it is. So, yeah.
That's why the Mediterranean live to be 108 years old.
Yeah.
Now, we need to get together with people who are interested in this trip. And I know that people are going to be interested straight away. As you said, Elise, a lot of the people that traveled to Ireland with us want to come back and go to Italy, too. And so we need to get together with KSRO listeners who have any interest in coming on this trip to find out more about it.
Well, we are going to have a kickoff event.
Okay.
And that's going to be on August 20th. It's going to be at the Wise Traveler Lounge.
That's your place.
That's my new digs.
In Oakmont, right?
Yes, in Oakmont, 6575 Oakmont Drive. It'll be from 5:30 to probably 7 with people lingering around to 7:30.
Yeah.
And we'll have some probably Italian nibbles.
What a great idea.
Yes, and I'll show some pictures.
We'll have a little show so you'll get a better feel for it. You'll have questions answered and we'll be able to have you confirm there because this is coming up soon. And in the tour business, things have to be confirmed usually 6 months in advance.
That's the way traveling is now. Yeah.
This is not one of those pressure, you know, hurry up, but if you've thought about it, you need to make a decision because we only have a limited amount of space. that we can have.
Right, right,
and
right.
And if it gets, the demand is so much, we'll have to beg Jay to get another another
we'll
bus.
Have to go
but
twice.
One step at a time. But
twice.
But seriously, this is the way it is. And it's got fabulous prices.
Yes.
And they include airfare from the Bay Area. We'll do it again. We'll take our little bus that meets us by the outside
great.
The radio
that was
station.
Great. Yeah, we all
everybody
travel
will
down
get
together.
On. It was fabulous. And you get on the bus, you go, and everything else pretty much is included except your own personal spot, treatments, and souvenirs,
right.
And knickknacks.
And some of the meals are not included.
Yes,
and
we like right. to give you free nights for your dinners,
yeah.
too. So
which
we include
nice.
About half of them. But well, I enjoy that, too. I feel like if I had dinner every night with the group, I'd feel like a school kid. I want nights to go out and be
well,
me.
Well, honey, that's because you've never traveled with me. Now, when we travel all together, everybody eats together. There
yeah.
might be a little, you know, nap in the afternoon that we don't all collectively do. But other than that, we like hanging together
that's
the
great.
Majority of the time.
Yeah.
And there's always that time that you meet this nice, cute man or woman on the way. And you say, well, I want to go have some cocktails with you. We're going to go to our own dinner. You
yes.
know,
oh, well, and have at it.
This is sounding like the Love Boat.
Very romantic.
It could be.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. And I can't wait to see who's going to come with us, too.
Yes.
So the pricing. Mm-hmm. Most of you are waiting to hear about the pricing for per person, including airfare, including 10 meals, 7 breakfasts, 3 dinners, our companionship of Pat, our tour leader.
Priceless.
We're looking at $38.99 a person. And
wow,
you can
that's
have.
Great.
And the deposit is $500. And that's it per person.
Yes, yes. So
and
come to Italy with us.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you, you'll never forget it.
And, you know, come and learn more. Come to our opener August 20th at the Wise Traveler Lounge, 6575 Oakmont Drive. And if you're interested or want to learn more, please feel free to give me a call at ksro@travelwise.net. Mm-hmm. That's ksro@travelwise.net. And Travelwise has a Z in Wise.
Wise with a Z.
Or give me a call at 935-WISE, 935-9493. And we'd love to know if you're coming to join us so we can have enough Italian food.
Yes.
Yeah, and
yes.
maybe we can get together with some of the folks that are going and learn a little Italian before
yes.
we fly.
That would be fun, too, yeah.
We'll have hand demonstrations.
Talking with the hands, that's
exactly,
right.
Exactly, exactly. Now, for the time of year that we're traveling, it'll probably still, the weather should be gorgeous and nice. But are there any kinds of things that maybe you should or should not wear when you're traveling in Tuscany?
Well, the only thing you really need to look at is churches. When you're going to a church, mm-hmm. they want your shoulders covered.
Okay.
Ideally, knees as well, if possible. Mm-hmm. So,
no shorts in a tank top.
Yeah, no tank tops, yeah. no shoulders
showing.
A
little bit more formal.
And there are a few days that we go into churches.
Okay.
So I always look for that. But other than that, tours are casual. No jacket and tie evenings or
lovely.
Sparkly gowns.
Beautiful, wonderful.
Leave
wonderful.
Those at home. Yes.
Wear your jeans, wear your capris, wear whatever makes you comfortable. Be yourself.
It's all about comfort, yes.
And there's no dress code.
Now, is
except
there,
for the church.
Except for the church.
And we're going late okay. April, so the weather should be fabulous.
It should be fantastic, yeah. yes. So now you did mention, Elise, that the price, including airfare, is $38.99, and that's double occupancy. But could you, if you wanted maybe business class airfare, could you upgrade?
Yes, you can. And there are options to take business class
okay.
over. And you're looking probably close to about $5,000 round trip, but
okay.
you wait, you arrive and you feel like you've had a good night's sleep and you're
yeah,
probably
and
a little
like the
toasty.
Rest of us. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right. So there's options for that. There's
sure.
also pre or post if you want to do your
oh,
own thing, if you want to go in a few days before, you want to stay a few days after, we can
sure.
arrange all
and
of that.
And let me just tell you that as a traveler who did not stay those extra day or two, we were incredibly envious of those who did.
Yes.
So as we're getting packed up and flying back to SFO, we just looked at them longingly in the rearview mirror.
Yes.
So I would encourage you, if you've got the time to do it, add on if you can, because it really is wonderful.
We also have, for those of you who like to travel solo
mm-hmm.
or want to meet other solo travelers and maybe don't want a roommate, we have prices for $43.49, which is only about $500, $450 more.
Okay.
To have your own room.
To have
wow.
your own room.
Yeah. Then
so,
you can hook up with anybody you want.
Oh,
maybe.
My
right.
God.
Just saying.
Okay, you're going to have the cups on the room or something. We can also do some triples. Those are harder to come by.
Okay.
And those, you know, you have to make special arrangements because, you know, European hotels are different than what we have here.
Okay.
So, but
it's doable.
You can do it. Yes.
Excellent. So much fun. Okay. So then the deal is you got to reach out to Elise, let her know that you're going to be coming to our Wise Traveler Lounge in Oakmont on August 20th, that you're going to be there. You'll meet Jay. You'll learn a little bit more. There will probably be some sort of incentives to sign up that day.
I'll probably have some kind of prizes. I always seem to like something.
She's good with the prizes.
All right. Thank you, Jay. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
All right.
And we'll see you then on the 20th.
Very good.
All right. And we'll see everybody in Tuscany with Pat Kerrigan,
yes,
the amazing
where we will
manja
is right.
Okay, that's three Italian words so
there
far.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. This is Travel Tuesdays on KSRO.